Douglas is one of many who found a new life through Seattle's Union Gospel Mission.
I was living on the streets when I heard this guy talk about how he got clean and sober at the mission. So I decided to give it a try. I could feel something working inside of me, and I knew I was getting better. Today, my number one goal is to stay clean and sober.
And grace will lead me home.
To hear more, volunteer, or donate, visit UGM.org.
Many years ago, when I was a young child, I remember spending time after school outside and just playing by myself, whatever was interesting me at the time. But I had these moments where I remember having these thoughts about feeling sad, about the idea that I was born into this world, into a somewhat dysfunctional family at the time. And I remember I would see other children with nicer homes and nicer clothes and nicer toys. And I would ask, why would God do this to me? And I also wondered why, you know, what was different about me, and why did others seem to have more privileged lives, and why do we have to go through a life and then eventually die someday? And for a young child who didn't understand the world and didn't understand the nature of God and what was going on, this was a very internally sad time for me. So today, I want to take a look at one of the lessons that addresses this particular problem, and it has the solution to the problem. So get your course books out and get ready, because we're going to take a look at a very wonderful lesson today. Welcome, everyone. I'm Rev Paul with Miracles One, and this is another episode of Insights on A Course in Miracles. Over the past week, we looked at lessons 178 through 184, and Jesus moved us into a whole new set of lessons where we have multiple paragraphs to read through each day and just take in all kinds of new information. And again and again and again, he has us going within and learning how to get connected with the divine within us that most of us didn't know about, didn't know it was there before we started working with these lessons in the workbook for students. And one lesson in particular, which was lesson 182, I will be still an instant and go home, really stood out to me this week. It kept coming back to my mind, and I wanted to go back and keep working that particular lesson. This lesson is really special to me because when I work through this lesson, I often remember those sad days as a child when I felt alone and afraid, and I didn't understand what was going on. And Jesus addresses that right off the bat in the second paragraph within this lesson. I'm going to read just a couple sentences for you. He says, "Yet some try to put their suffering in games they play to occupy their time and keep their sadness from them. Others will deny that they are sad and do not recognize their tears at all. Still others will maintain that what we speak of is illusion, not to be considered more than but a dream." In the very first paragraph, he says, "This world you seem to live in is not home to you." And that is the problem. When we're young, we don't realize that this physical world and these physical bodies are not our homes. And then in that growing state of trying to figure things out, we try to come up with solutions to help us to feel better. So as children, we distract ourselves by playing games and playing with other children and the things that interest us at those times. But in the back of our minds, there's this very low level of sadness that we might not even be aware of, consciously aware of. I wasn't aware of it. And everyone goes through this. Anyone who comes into this world goes through this very subtle form of sadness, at least for a while, until they begin to question things, until they begin to ask a higher power to help them to understand what's going on. And many of us go through our entire lives and never really find the answer to that problem. And as I share this with you, I'm sure that many of you will kind of relate in one way or another. And as we grow up and become adolescents and young adults, the same kind of pattern goes on. We get interested in new things. We become interested in other bodies. We become interested in bigger toys and activities. All of them are to distract us and keep our minds away from really looking at that inner lack of fulfillment that we have. And it's just sweeping it under the carpet, and mostly because we're not even aware of it in the first place. And then he even says here that some people will maintain that what we speak of is illusion, not to be considered more than but a dream. But that's not an answer to the problem, because the problem is you feel unfulfilled, you don't feel happy, you feel like something's missing, and you don't have an answer for it. And we go out and about into the world with obtaining all these kinds of toys and doing all kinds of activities and going on vacations and whatever the distraction is, as an attempt to find that fulfillment, to try to find that joy and say, oh yeah, this is it. But unfortunately, every time we get there, and I've gone through this myself and everyone else goes through it, every time you get to that destination, whatever you thought it was that was going to make you feel happy and fulfilled, you come to this very depressing conclusion when you get there, is like, this isn't quite it. I'm not really feeling safe. I'm not really feeling like, I figured it out. Something's still missing. The joy is missing. And all of the things that go around it, the sense of peace, the sense of inner peace. Okay. So we all go through this. Now, thank goodness for these lessons, because later on, for example, in lesson 182, Jesus shares with us, yet there is a child in you, capital C, who seeks his father's house and knows that he is alien here. This childhood is eternal, with an innocence that will endure forever. And he's referring to the child, the spirit of the child of God that is inside of each and every one of us. And we are unaware that the spirit of the child of God, of Paul and whoever you are, is inside of, is being blocked, all right? And so it's waiting for us to begin to acknowledge that it's within us, and to invite it to rise up from our hearts, to rise up from our souls, and to bring awareness of who and what we really are and what our home really is, and to begin to feel and experience that. In a follow-up paragraph, Jesus shares, "It is this child in you your father knows as his own son. It is this child who knows his father. He desires to go home so deeply, so unceasingly, his voice cries unto you to let him rest a while. He does not ask for more than just a few instants of respite, just an interval in which he can return to breathe again the holy air that fills his father's house. You are his home as well. He will return, but give him just a little time to be himself. Within the peace that is his home, resting in silence and in peace and in love." So it's more of a description of this internal child of God inside of us. And when we feel that lack of fulfillment, that lack of joy, if you look at the reciprocal of that, it's the call to awaken from our inner child of God. It's the call to peace. It's a call to come back home and remember and feel and experience the light of the dominion of God within each and every one of us. And for many of us, we don't realize that the light of the dominion of heaven and God within us is even there, because we've been blocking it out all of our lives. But I am so grateful to have had found A Course in Miracles. It came into my life when I was tired of going on these journeys and trying and getting obtaining all these things and these activities and still ending up feeling sad and depressed in the end when I obtained them. And I started to pray, and A Course in Miracles came into my life. I wanted to know the truth. I wanted to know why I was confused, why I felt lost. And all of us go through this in some form or fashion, if you're within this world. What I didn't know was that the gift, the present, the answer was inside of me. And it goes with me wherever I go. When you go on a vacation or on a trip, you get a piece of suitcase out, or you get a gym bag out, and you pack it with all of the things that you need for your trip or your vacation. And often there's a sense of joy that goes along with that, because you're going to go somewhere else and see something new and exciting. And what I want you to know, and Jesus wants you to know, is that our travel bag to go home to heaven has already been packed for us. And it's inside of each and every one of us. And it's this beautiful, wonderful light. And it's this beautiful, wonderful inner voice who will speak to you just like I'm speaking to you right now. And when you hear it, and when you see that light, you're going to remember your home for just a moment. And you're going to be filled with joy and peace and that, aha, that I finally found it. My journey of being lost is over, and I'm on the road going home to heaven. And it's a joyful road because now you have friends with you who are helping you from the other side. Our friend Jesus and the Holy Spirit and the Creator and our mighty companions within the world. And that's all of you and it's me. Jesus describes hearing this inner voice, the voice of the inner child within us, the Christ. He will wait until you hear his gentle voice within you, calling you to let him go in peace along with you, where he is at home and you with him. When you are still an instant, when the world recedes from you, when valueless ideas cease to have value in your restless mind, then will you hear his voice. So poignantly, he calls to you that you will not resist him longer. In that instant, he will take you to his home, and you will stay with him in perfect stillness, silent and at peace, beyond all words, untouched by fear and doubt, sublimely certain that you are at home. Rest with him frequently today. So everything we need in that travel bag to go home and visit with God, visit with our oneness, is with us, and it goes with us wherever we go. So anytime that you start to feel a little bit of sadness or a little bit of anxiety, and you've forgotten your way, you've lost your uncertainty, and you want to find it again, all you need to do is go find a place to sit down and be by yourself and go within and find that light inside of you. Find that child of God that you are. It only takes 10, 15 minutes. And do it as many times as you need, depending on how you're feeling that day. If you're really feeling lost, and that's the way to get out of it. Make it a priority. Then, once you do, once you find it, once you hear that inner voice speak to you, and you're given a glimpse of the light of heaven within you, and you feel it, because when you see the light, when the light starts to rise within you, and you begin to see it, and you begin to hear it speak to you, the gift of grace that comes with it is joy, is a sense of peace. Fear dissolves, anxiety goes away, and you feel safe again. Because you know you found the answer, like this is it. And you can do that wherever you go. If you're on a vacation and you're just feeling worn out and overwhelmed from all the activities, take time to go within and find your friend, your inner child of God, who will help you to remember where you came from and where you're going to again. I love you all. Have a wonderful summer. We'll see you again real soon. Bye-bye.
For more A Course in Miracles video teachings, our study groups, podcasts, self-study courses, articles, and personal A Course in Miracles coaching, access our website at miraclesone.org.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.